We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We go out right now on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800 Justice the King. Howard asking, how you doing this fine afternoon, King?
Oh, just what a wonderful day. And let me put a final stamp on anything. I heard a little bit of Elliot after I walked out of the Eagles after the facility. I talked to Deshaun Jackson at 9:50 in the morning. Brief conversation. But that's why social media is the toilet of the internet.
You're not kidding, man. You're not kidding.
That spin. You know, there's guys that come to the news conference not on time because they're touching base with other people. They're doing different things. I don't know what he did. But I saw him with his baby at 9:50 in the morning, had a very brief conversation. So he was there. So that's the final stamp.
Good reporting, right. Howard. Good reporting.
It's not even reporting. It's just putting the nonsense to rest.
There you go.
People understand that.
I like that.
And, John, I believe, John, you did get into Stanford because of your brains, not because of anybody paying. Who the hell would pay for you to go to Stanford?
I know.
This wasn't like Lori Loughlin, was it, Howard? I mean, what's up with that situation?
Hey, listen, I want to sue. If I find an attorney, I want to sue USC because my daughter was not accepted, and she may have been in the ones that were cast, and she had really good grades in high school, cast aside because these people were paying to get their kids in.
You know what? I mean, I hadn't thought of that. It does bring up an oddly interesting class action lawsuit, which, you know. All right, Howard, let's get to it. Deshaun's back with the Eagles. What is your understanding of whether Deshaun has changed, needed to change, will change?
Okay, here's my understanding. Over years, every time the Eagles played his team, and obviously with the Redskins, I would get to see him twice a year, and I would see him before the game. And on the field, obviously. And then with Tampa, I got to see him. And we had talked a couple of times. We talked a little bit at length. He said because of his kids, because of children now, he has calmed down. And I believe him. I believe just by people that knew him in Tampa, not so much in Washington, but knew him in Tampa, that he's not as, I'll say, wild as he was the first time. So I think he's matured. First of all, when you get older, you certainly, some guys, or a lot of guys mature, and I think he's one of them. But I think now that he's got children, that really has changed him a little bit too. So I think he's better. He's probably not perfect. I don't know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. But he's certainly better. And this is the last shot, so there's no more. I wouldn't think there's any more teams after this, and that probably turns on a light bulb too. So players and people change, and I think Deshaun has clearly, in the conversations I've had with him and things that I know about him, he has gotten much, much, much better.
So better is great to hear, but he's 32, so he's the elder statesman of that wide receiver meeting room. Is he, in what you've seen of him at the press conference, is he ready to take on more of a leadership role with that group?
You know, I can't say that because you don't know how he is or how he could be with the other players, because they've had players. Here's a guy that's coming in, and they have players that have been with him. How long has Aguilar been with him? Olshon's now going into what would it be, his third year. And Olshon's kind of a quiet guy. I think he will mix in well, let's put it this way, mix in well with that wide receiver group, because they all know that he's going to help them out as well. So as far as a leader, I think leaders sometimes are overstated. When they won the Super Bowl, they had multiple players in that locker room.
Sure.
That with chemistry, with personality, had leadership roles. Brent Celek was obviously a really good one. There are players that were really important, and there was other people that year too. There's a lot of other people. I think Brandon Graham coming back is good for that locker room. Not on offense. I think Zach Ertz has now become more vocal. And I don't even know if you have to be vocal. Jason Kelce, Jason Peters. So there's players in there that now or that have been and will be. I don't know if a guy coming his first year can all of a sudden start to become, you don't automatically become a leader, but I think he'll mix in very well with them.
Hey, Howard, is there a dynamic between the press and Deshaun that is like starting fresh, you know, or is there a lingering feeling of, you know, what persists from the last time he was here? What's your impression of, you know, because I would assume him being back, you know, he's excited, wants to get off on the right foot. He talked about doing that. I mean, what's your take on how the media views him and how he views the media, for that matter?
Well, I think he's really good right now. Obviously, mentally, and his thoughts are really good. Everybody was up this morning at the news conference. There were no questions that could be deemed negative. There's always going to be somebody. There's always one or two that might look back to the past if Deshaun says, hey, listen, I can't talk right now. I've got to go to a meeting or I've got to do something. And there'll be something that happens. But for the most part, I think everybody is on board and ready to start with Deshaun. Look, let's call it Deshaun Jackson 2.
Yeah.
And I think everybody, or most 99% of the people, are ready to move on from that. I had one challenge with Deshaun, but we both moved on from that while he was here. It wasn't a big deal, and I actually talked to him when I was in spring training. One of his buddies I actually had dinner with, and he called him. So I just had a brief conversation there. So kind of stayed in touch with him. But no, I think everybody will be cool. Right now, everybody is cool.
So the running back situation, where there were a couple guys who I kind of had my heart set on for the Eagles' sake, have gone and signed elsewhere. Do you feel like there's a plan? Do you feel like the Jordan Howard concept trade for someone like that may be in the works? Does Howie have something in store that will wow us, or are we sort of sitting where we are until the draft on the running back front?
I don't know that he wowed you when they traded for Jay Ajayi, because the first thing people did is say, well, he's a bad guy in a locker room.
Nah, we were pretty wowed.
I was pretty excited.
No, we knew he was a really good player.
Yeah, he was a good player, but there was still questions about his personality. Wow you? I don't know what's out there to wow, but there are players that teams know. They know, and I think the Eagles know that. Other teams know, well, they're not going to be able to keep this player, and they're not going to keep that player, and it'll be another. I think they're absolutely going to draft a running back, but there'll be a player as the go-between. I don't know who it's going to be, but I'm sure they've got a plan. They didn't, for whatever reason, didn't think $5 million was the right number for Mark Ingram or Tevin Coleman, but whatever his thinking, I'm sure he's got a plan. He's not going to leave himself naked in the area of running back, because you know they need one. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, go get yourself some fingers, wings, and other things.
A Joe,
yeah.
One last thing.
What?
And this is a question for both of you guys to think about. What? How frustrated will Bryce Harper get with four outfielders?
Well, we haven't gotten to that yet. We were going to, and it's certainly something that is going to be in play, it looks like. And
analytics could be the death of them. You know, they used it so much that now teams are going to use it against them. So hopefully he doesn't get frustrated, but I can see that happening. So
I hear you, man.
But we'll see.
All right. Good stuff, Howard. Thanks, man.
Talk to you.
All right, there he is, the King.
Thanks,
Howard Eskin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.